Mother once again has gone against my wishes. I know she means well, but I have no interest in these things. The dressing up, the music, the interactions, and not to mention the dancing. Ugh. Mother, why must you put me through this? It's not like I will recognize anyone. Besides, it just had to be a masked ball. No, a masked masquerade. I wonder if my good friend the Baroness will be here. She's the only friend my mother approves of. I've known the Baroness for quite a long time now. I know that she isn't very popular with the other nobles, but I love her. She is great company. There she is! My dear Baroness, I am extremely happy that you have come to this party. I do hope you forgive the pun, but you being here livens this place up with your presence.
Oh, my dear Vella, I have been dying to enjoy myself at this event, and I might add, to see you again. I always appreciate your company, you know.
Always the charmer. Have you had any of the blood this lovely evening? Mother went all out again. You know how she is.
Oh, I know perfectly well. Unfortunately, even though I know it's of the highest quality, I have abstained. You know I prefer to keep a clear head during these events, and that my tastes are a bit more particular than most, my dear.
You and me both. I don't know why, but something in this blood at these things, but it always tastes off to me. You are the only one that seems to agree with me on this. Plus, by the end of the night, I bet that you and I are the only ones who still have their masks.
Which is a shame, since the masks tonight are of particularly exquisite design. Last year's theme was abhorrent, and the year before that was absolutely boorish. However, this year, I was actually on the committee and had a say. Hence why we went back to the old ways for the first time in so many years.
Yes, I completely agree. On that note, I do have the strangest feeling that something is going to happen tonight. It's a feeling that I haven't been able to shake off all night. Are you having the same feeling, or is it just me? Oh, look at me being all doom and gloom. Forgive me. Tonight is going to be special.
It is no trouble. I have had the same feeling. It's almost as if the moon is not quite right. And there goes the first spill. Duke Telnor, just like last year. And within the first hour, no less. I suggest we take our leave quietly out the servants' door before the rest follow suit and we get drawn into it.
Great idea. Come on, I found a new hiding spot. No one will overhear us, though I'm sure before midnight strikes, most of these guests will be too drunk to care. Not like they would be very comprehending of their surroundings.
Much better out here. The air is fresh. The moonlight is unfiltered. And we even have an eavesdropper. Hello there. I take it you're one of the hired help for this evening. I do not recommend returning to your duties. Why not stay out here and keep us company?
Goddess, help me. This was supposed to be our secret spot. We came out here to get away from people. Wait, who are you? You're not one of the hired help my mother got for tonight. So I ask again, who are you?
Oh, an imposter then. You wear the uniform and you have the name tag. of the one named Lara Croft? Somehow I doubt that that name is your real one, since the princess does not recognize you, and I suspect that you are not who you say you are. I insist that you accompany us for our sojourn. Besides, your odds of surviving the night with us will be far higher than in there.
Baroness, you know I hate my status as that. But she is correct about your chances of surviving the night with us. Well, let's not think about it. Come on, human and Baroness. Let's take a stroll by the beach side. Perhaps if this human is lucky, the moon will guide us to their freedom. We will have to wait and see how the night plays out.
Indeed. Come along, then. If you're good and we are lucky, perhaps we won't feed on you. What's that? You have questions. Oh, you are one of those curious souls we sometimes get now and then, are you not? What do you think, Vella? Should we humor the poor soul and answer a few inquiries while we stroll?
Well, this is a strange occasion. Plus, I feel like in a giving mood. All right, then, you can ask your question. But there is a catch. For every question you ask, one of us gets to ask a question in return.
Ah, an excellent condition, my dear Vella. Well, what is your first question? Are we really vampires? Is that really your first question? My dear, of course we are. We are indeed the blood-drinking creatures of the night that you think we are. So, what should we ask you?
I have one. How did they manage to get in here? I simply cannot believe nor fathom that they simply stumbled on into our party on one of our most important nights of this year. Granted that this year has been an interesting one.
Oh, I see. The United Secrets of Atlanta swapped you out with one of the scheduled workers with a bribe. You seem to be far too honest for this job. Perhaps you should find a different line of work.
Baroness, do not be rude. It could be their first mission. Though honestly, dear, next time you should not enter a vampire's lair solely on a bribe. No bribe is worth the risk. I'm just saying it as a free piece of advice. You can take it or leave it. Ah, so you finally ask your question. Am I really a princess? Of all the questions you could have asked. But to answer your question, I am indeed a princess. Mind you, a very reluctant one at that.
Vella, my dear, please keep in mind it is every mortal's dream to meet a princess. Or to be one. You may be reluctant in your position, but you are still a vampire princess. Oh, another question without us asking you in return. You are indeed a curious soul. Vampires earn our positions either through the gift or through merit. Our dear Vella here, the current queen, took a liking to her and granted her the gift, making her a princess through the right of succession.
Honestly, I don't know how that happened. I was just being my normal, nice self, And wham, bam, yes, ma'am. I'm going to be a queen. Seriously, anyone else is far more suited for this role. I would make you queen, Enmerad. Unfortunately for me, I currently do not possess the power to do so. I have to be the queen for 1,000 years before I gain the power to make someone else a queen. Oh, do stop laughing, Baroness. You would not be laughing if you had to go through the training that I have been going through.
Oh, my dear Vella, I doubt you'll be queen anywhere near that long. I'm sure you'll find a way out of it far sooner. So, about our little spy here, what else should we ask them, Oh, I know. How about, what is it about them that makes them smell so delectable? What is it, dear? Why do you look suddenly so nervous?
Baroness, I do believe you asked more than one question. And also, you're scaring the poor thing. But you are right. They do smell divine. Perhaps they are descendants of the gods themselves. That would be a rarity indeed.
Indeed it would be. And you know how particular I am about what I drink. This means whomever this is, they fit with my particular tastes perfectly. And fresh from the veins as well. Ah, how could I possibly resist on the night of the blood moon, Vella? My dear human, would you mind? If you allowed me, I would. I would take you into my service and grant you whatever you desire, if you so wish.
What I believe that the Baroness means to say is that we would like to taste your blood. What would you get in return? This one has fire burning in them. After all, good. Well, what about this? We will let you go. I mean, we could keep you here quite easily, in fact, since you are the one intruding on our party.
Oh, yes. That would be far more rational, would it not? Since they now know of our existence, we do need to at least erase their memory, so it's not really an issue. Still, there is no harm in having a little bite to drink, now is there?
Oh, don't think of it like that. Think of it more like a tax. A blood tax. If you don't want to play the tax, that's fine. I'm sure my mother would like nothing more than to question herself. Oh, you will pay the tax? Splendid! I knew we could come to a reasonable agreement. My dear Baroness, would you like to go first?
With pleasure, my dear Vella. I must say, your blood is absolutely delectable. I promise not to take too much. There we go. I believe I have had enough to satiate my thirst for now. Vella, my dear?
Well, I believe I must have a taste as well, if you say it is as good as it is. You are correct, Baroness. Their blood is truly delectable. I'll just close up the bite wound now. Ah, there. You'll be right as rain after eating and a good night's rest.
It is rare that you find someone with this particular mix of flavors. I almost do not want to let you go now. What is this? Did you enjoy it? Might you want to join us after all? You would essentially be one of our food sources, but you would be treated exceptionally well.
She does make a good point, but the question is, who would get to keep them? And what about the United Secrets of Atlanta group? We are going to have to deal with them as well. This could technically be considered a declaration of war. Gah! I sound like a queen.
You are learning the role well, my dear Vella. But no worries, my agents have been watching their group for some time now. I will forward you our reports on them. If we had this tasty morsel under our thumb, we could feed them as much false information as we like, and they would be none the wiser.
Do you really think so? That's a high compliment coming from you. Like usual, you make an excellent point. See, this is the exact reason why I want you to become my general when I become queen. Your insight on everything is astounding, to say the least. I would highly appreciate you being by my side. For one thing, I know you would not stab me in the back or in my poor dead heart.
It would be an honor and a privilege, my dear Vella. Now, as for our dear little human here, what shall we do with them? Now that we've drank from them, they're under our power, so we can do as we like with them.
Let them decide. As future queen, I swear that I will respect their choice. You want to stay with us? Why? You didn't feel like you were truly part of the group? More like the butt of a bad joke? Fairness, what does that mean? I don't understand.
It means that they were essentially an outcast among the organization. And I am guessing they were likely sent here with low expectations as a diversion. The real agent, if there is one, will likely end up dead at the main event tonight. So I would not worry. I will arrange for a new place for you, as well as a job and income. I will make sure you're well taken care of. And all you'll have to do is allow us to feed on you once a month or so. And perhaps entertain us with conversation now and then, if you are not too busy.
Baroness, I'm going to leave them with you then. That is, if you don't mind. I think it would be best to keep our friend here a secret for as long as possible. Besides, if they go with you, it gives me more reason to come visit you. I'm doing this purely out of pure intentions. As fresh as the driven snow.
I am sure. Thank you, my dear Vella. Though the night is still young and the moon is beautiful, there is much work to do. And none of it will get done if we do not get to it soon. Shall we be off then?
Now, while I would love to continue this wonderful conversation with the both of you, unfortunately for me, I still have a party to deal with, and most likely to clean up. Not to mention to begin to kick out some more of our more intoxicated guest out. Baroness, as always, I'm glad you could make it to the party. As for you, human, I'm glad we got to meet you. I told you, Baroness, that something special would happen tonight.
Of course, my princess. For you, I would stare into the morning sun. Now, if you will excuse us, we have much work to do before the sun does rise. Good luck with cleaning up the mess that the rest have undoubtedly left. Come, human. For now, you will stay in one of my private safe houses until I can arrange better accommodations.
Oh, dear lords. It's as bad as I imagined.
Welcome back, Princess Vella. How was your trip outside? We saved some bloody morsels for you.
Thanks. But I'll pass. Tell me, how many of our guests are passed out?
Oh, way too many. Just a few more than last year, I think.
And how many broken champagne glasses?
You'll be happy to know that all of them are broken.
All of them?
Yes, Princess.
And how many bottles of blood did we go through?
We had to order more. An extra 3 kegs.
And where's my mother?
Oh, I believe she's passed out in the drawing room with 3 of the servants.
She's passed out?
Yes, Queen.
With 3 of the servants?
Yes, ma'am.
And sunrise is in less half an hour?
13 minutes, yes.
And how much of this did you manage to clean up?
Oh, we haven't even started yet.
And has the blood started to dry?
Oh, I expect everything here is ruined. We'll have to burn it all.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to go off to bed, and I expect this place to be cleaned when I wake up tomorrow night.
Yes, ma'am, Your Highness.
Good morning.
Good morning.